Welcome to HCS Talks. I'm your host, Superintendent of Hampton City Schools, Raymond Haynes. Welcome to the second season of HCS Talks, the Hampton City Schools podcast. Our goal is to educate, inform, and entertain not just our local community, but also listeners far and wide. In each episode, we dive into a variety of topics, from education and student success, to the hard work of our teachers, support staff, parents, and community partners. We will also shine a spotlight on different programs, initiatives, and more, offering valuable insights for everyone. To our loyal listeners, thank you for your continued support. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. We hope you will stick around and keep listening to HCS Talks. Today I'm excited to sit down with Nirmani and Nishta Brompart, twin sisters and seniors at the Hampton High School. Not only are they preparing to graduate in just over a week, they have both earned the remarkable achievement of valedictorians of the class of 2025. Let me say that again. Not only are they preparing to graduate in just over a week, they have both earned the remarkable achievement of valedictorians of the class of 2025. So welcome, Nirmani and Nishta. Thank you for joining us today on HCS Talks. Before we dive into our discussion, please introduce yourselves to the listening audience.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nishta Brompart, and I am a senior at the Hampton High School, and I am the co-valedictorian of the class of 2025, and I'm part of the IB Academy. And I'm Nirmani Brompart, and I also attend the Hampton High School. And I'm also a co-valedictorian, and I am in the IB Academy as well.
So tell the listening audience some of your hobbies and your interests as well.
Some of my hobbies are I like to dance and I like to play volleyball. Recently, I've picked up the hobby of reading. I don't know how long that'll last, but yeah.
What types of things do you like to read?
I like to read nonfiction, like historical books.
All right.
Yeah.
And you said volleyball?
Yeah.
Are you on the volleyball team here?
No.
So you just do that in recreation and free time?
Yeah.
Dancing, any particular type of dance, ballet, tap, or?
I do like Indian traditional classical dancing.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
So are you pretty good at it?
Not really.
How about you, Nirmani, right?
Nirmani. I basically do the same things as my sister. I do dance and volleyball, but I like to draw. I don't like to read. And I would say I'm pretty good at drawing. I used to do it, and I used to really like art, and then I stopped, and then I picked it up again. But, yeah.
So, art, it sort of relaxes you, or
is
it something you love doing?
Yeah, I just like to do it.
So you're pretty good at that as well?
Yeah.
Have you taken any art classes?
Yeah, I did when I was in middle school and then not in high school, though.
So have you produced any elaborate artwork or anything that may be on display somewhere?
No, I just do it for fun. And right. Yeah.
So the two of you are the co-valedictorians and twin sisters. Which one of you is the oldest?
I'm Nishta. I'm the oldest by 1 minute.
1 minute. 1 minute. Do you sort of kind of boss her around from time to time as the big sister?
Yeah, I do.
But you two look out for each other as well. So you're attending the Hampton High and will be graduating in just over a week. But you have also attended elementary and middle school in Hampton as well. So talk a little bit about where you attended elementary and middle school.
We both went to Kilgore, or it used to be called Spratly, for middle school. And then we went to Tiger Caps for elementary, which is now called Mary Jackson, I think. Yeah.
Mary Jackson and Kilgore. Do you all still keep in touch with any of the teachers or administrators at the elementary or middle school level? Or do they still try to keep in touch with you?
No. Or I haven't, the only person that I've kept in touch with, I guess I could say, is Miss Moore used to be a counselor. She works here now, but she used to be a counselor in Kilgore. Yeah, so I was like, she was not here during our freshman year, but I think during sophomore or junior year, I saw her and she recognized us. So yeah, we were able to talk to her.
So a good reunion and reconnection as well.
Yeah.
So what was your reaction? This is exciting. When you found out you were both earning this honor of valedictorian.
For me personally, I was actually not that surprised, to be honest, because like ever since we started freshman year, like first semester, like we would check our power schools and they would show our ranks in like the power school, and we've always been like I was always number two, actually. I was always salutatorian, but she was always valedictorian. But yeah, then this semester,
now, who was always valedictorian?
I was from ninth grade. I was valedictorian, and then it was actually this semester, 12th grade, first semester, that I got like an A minus in one class, and she got an A. So we both kind of equaled each other out, and now we're both valedictorians. Yeah.
Wow. So you were still neck and neck the whole time.
Yeah.
And then you came together as co-valedictorians.
Yeah, because it was always only a 0.01 difference between our GPAs. So, yeah.
How'd your parents feel about that?
They were really surprised. I remember Mr. Majid called us like a few months ago to tell us that we're valedictorians. And like my mom has always been checking our grades, but my dad has never really been like that involved in like our school. So he was really surprised and he was really proud of us. Yeah.
Ed is truly remarkable. Truly remarkable. And talking with our public relations and marketing department, I think this is a great story for news channels and perhaps the Daily Press as well. A great representation for Hampton City Schools and what we talk about when we say the portrait of a Hampton graduate. So what has motivated you both throughout your academic careers?
For both of us, like, it hasn't been like a motivation. I think it's more been like a sense of realization that like right now we're both in this like stage of life where we're like both students, and as students it's not like it's our responsibility to like work hard and like do what's the best. And I think for like motivation though, I think it would be for us and our older siblings, it's always been like making our parents happy, and like we don't come from a very good like financial background, so like we're always working towards things that can make like our parents proud and give them what they deserve and give them what they've given us. So that's kind of been our motivation right now.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful thing to say. And I know when your parents listen to this podcast, you're going to make them even prouder. Very humble as well. So you all truly represent what the future looks like for us. And I think we are in great hands with the two of you leading the way. So how have you supported each other along the way? And do you have any friendly sibling competition?
I think the main thing is that we've never been like jealous of each other. It's always been like we've always been supporting each other. Of course, there's like sibling competition, but I don't think it's really in like academics. I think it was more of just like, for example, I said we both like to dance. So we always have like competitions to see who's like the better dancer or like
so
for
who's the better dancer?
She says it's her, and I say it's me. So
have you had an outside person just give you some feedback in terms of who was the better dancer? Like your parents, they probably will say both of you, though.
Yeah, probably.
So it's like friendly sibling competition.
Yeah.
You all continue to support and lift each other up as well. Were there any subjects or teachers that had a special impact on you during high school or even elementary and middle?
For subjects, I would say like currently it would be English, because during junior year, like we started our IB like English, and before that I was never really interested in reading books, but then we like started getting introduced to all these books that we were reading and like our English classes, and I realized that, you know, maybe I actually do enjoy reading. And I also got introduced to so many genres, like, because we would read, like, nonfiction as well as fiction and, like, plays and all that stuff. And also, like, our English teacher as well, because he is the Mr. Horn. He's the coach for speech. Like, we have a club called Speech. And one of our friends forced us to join the speech club. And then he was the coach. And we made it all the way to the States competition because of his support. So, yeah.
And what's his name again?
Mr. Horn.
Mr. Horn. We certainly want to give a shout out to Mr. Horn, your English teacher. So Nishtha is fond of English. Yeah. So, Normani, what is your favorite subject?
I don't think I've really had a favorite subject. Like more than my sister actually does like to read a lot. I don't. I haven't really picked up reading that much. But in terms of teachers, I think I'd say there was this one teacher in middle school. Her name was Miss McNeil, and I also had her. I actually had her in fourth grade as my my homeroom teacher. And I remember I was really really bad at English. Like I think I got like a really bad score on one of our quarter exams, and then she supported me like the whole like next quarter, and she helped me improve in English. And I remember I got a 98 on that next exam, and she was so proud of me. She even like offered to like call my parents and tell them. But
and
yeah,
I know that made you feel good too.
Yeah, it did.
Miss McNeil, do you know if she's still at Kilgore?
I'm pretty sure she is, but okay. I'm not sure.
Well, we're giving her a shout out anyway. She can listen from anywhere on these podcasts. Do people ever confuse you or assume you're always alike, or have you found ways to stand out as individuals? If so, how?
I would say that, yes, people do confuse us. It's always that, like, 1 second stare before everyone's like, oh, my God, are you guys twins? And I think the thing about twins is that since we look so alike, people expect you to be different. But for me and my sister, I think we have a lot in common. And I don't think that's something like, that's never been something that has actually bothered us. I know a lot of people always tell us, like, you guys have to be, like, separate individuals. And, like, we are, and we definitely have our different, like, I would say I'm a little bit more childish than my sister, and she's a little bit more mature. But I still do think that we have a lot in common, and I think that's what makes us stand out as individuals, is that we both are, like, supporting each other, and, like, you know, those things that we have in common, it doesn't bother us, so.
Yeah. Anisha is the older of the two. 60 seconds. How about you?
Yeah, like how my sister said, I have to say the same thing, that, like, we definitely do have, like, many of our differences. Like, I'm the more angry one, and I always boss her around. But we, like, have a lot of similarities, and the only time that actually I feel like it's ever been a challenge is recently when we were applying for colleges. Like, you know, colleges are always looking out for, like, you know, applications that stand out. And since throughout our academic career, we've been doing the same thing. Like, we went to the same schools, we attended the same clubs, like, we did the same, like, extracurricular activities. So during that time, it became hard for us to, like, you know, make our applications look different and not, like, make it seem that we're the same person.
Right.
But I think we were still, because we applied to all the same schools, we did everything, like, together. So, yeah, but.
Would you care to share what schools you did apply for? Or?
Yeah, or we applied to, like, a lot. Yeah, like, 20 schools. But the big ones were definitely, like, the big Ivies. We applied to Princeton and Harvard, and we got rejected from all of them. But we applied to.
Well, they don't realize what they're missing out on. Where else?
We applied to UVA and Virginia Tech and William and Mary. We got into those. So, yeah.
All right. So, what are your plans after graduation? And are you hoping to attend the same college or go your separate ways?
Our plans are, we're going to be attending ODU, which is Old Dominion University, which is down in Norfolk. The reason is because, like, our parents don't really want us to, we, as I said, like, we don't really have a good financial, like, background, and our parents don't really want us to go, like, far away for college, so we're going to ODU. And as for attending the same college, ever since even when we were small, like, if anybody talked about going to college, it's always been, like, we've always pictured each other, like, going to the same college, so it's never been, like, going to different colleges has always been out of the question, like, it's always been the same colleges.
You're gonna become a monarch. Big blue. Normani, you good with that too?
Yeah.
Have you all been on the campus?
Yeah, I think we had like a field trip one time, I think, in middle school.
Yeah.
But that was like, but we're planning to go like this summer. And
yeah.
check it out. Yeah.
So what do you all intend to major in, are you?
I want to do computer science.
And I want to do mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering. So
yeah.
Just a small tidbit. My daughter attends Old Dominion University. She is in her senior year. And she's in, I guess it's sort of kind of like mechanical. She's in the modeling and simulation area of engineering. And she actually loves it over there. So looking forward to her coming out of there and making some money on her own. I'm sure your parents will be looking for the same as well. But congratulations. I think you'll have a great experience there. So what advice would you give to younger students about achieving academic success?
I would say to like start now. Like there is no, I'm pretty sure all of us have been in like the situation where, especially like students my age have probably all encountered the situation where like they have to go study for exam or something, but they're just like scrolling through TikTok and it's like 4:32 and they're like, I'm going to start studying at 4:35. But like that never happens because, you know, you continue scrolling through TikTok and then that cycle just keeps happening. And so like, I would just say like, we're always looking for a perfect time to start. Like, okay, this is the perfect time, but really there's no perfect time. Like if you start now, that is the perfect time. Mm-hmm. So like, instead of like, and we're spend so much of our time like planning for the future of like, this is what's going to happen. This is what I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then before you know it, like we're at the end of our life and we look back and there's like, we haven't achieved anything that we wanted to. So instead, like actually acting upon our plans and acting upon our goals and like starting now and pushing right now so that we can actually achieve those goals rather than just like, you know, thinking that I'm going to do it and it never happens. So.
Well, Nisha, that is good advice because you're saying basically the perfect time to start is right now.
Yeah.
Don't put it off. How about you, Nirmani?
Now,
I am getting it right.
Yeah.
Making certain that I don't confuse you. So I had little notes on my transcript here to make certain that it denotes who's on the left of me and who's right as well.
I think my piece of advice would be to, like, focus is the, like, key to success. Like, there's this one story that we used to be, like, as Hindus, we have this one epic called the Mahabharata that we use as, like, or we, like, we take inspiration from that. And there's this one kid, his name is Arjun, right? And he's, like, his goal since he was young was to become, like, the best archer in the world. And so he was, like, one day studying, or he was in the night, and he was eating food. And he realized that, like, it was dark and he was just like, he picked up his hand and he put it right in his mouth and he realized that he's had so much practice with eating that even when it's dark, he could just like put his hand at his mouth and like he knew where his mouth was. And so in that same way, he realized that if I practiced how to become like the best archer and like to like do archery in the nighttime, then even if like I couldn't see anything, I could still hear people and I could, you know, hit my target. And so similar to that, like, Arjun was so focused on his, like, goals that it, like, he would do anything and everything to, like, you know, become the best archer, and he did. And just like that, we have all these goals, and we should, like, we should always be focused and become the best in whatever we want to do.
That's a powerful story. I love that. I love that. It sort of goes with some of the mindset that I have when we talk about contenders versus champions. We say contenders practice until they get it right. Champions practice until they cannot get it wrong. So sort of aligns with the story that you just shared as well. So looking back, ladies, is there a moment you're especially proud of, either together or individually?
Recently, like the thing how I talked about, like we went to the speech competition and we made it to the States, so that's something that I'm proud of, because I, before that, I was really, like, I was really scared of public speaking, and I hated public speaking, like, I did not like it, but because of, like, the support of our teachers and my friends, like, we were able to get to the States, and I was able to perform my best, so for me, that would be the thing that I'm proud of.
Believe it or not, I have always been deathly afraid of public speaking and doing a speech. When I was in college, I actually took the public speaking 101 class my senior year. I put it off as long as I possibly could, and it still was met with a lot of anxiety. But you'll be prepared on graduation day to stand and deliver your co-valedictorian or valedictory speeches as well, right?
Yeah.
Have you done any practice with them?
No, I have. No, she hasn't even read hers.
All right. Well, how about you,
Nomani? I think same thing for me too, but just all of these things that we've been doing right now, you know, becoming valedictorian, something that I'm really proud of, and all these opportunities that are going to come our way. I'm really proud of that. So
it's preparing you. There's some leadership opportunities there as well. And just like you have to give a speech, I have to give a speech on graduation too. So we will wish each other the best of luck and support one another during that time as well. So who has inspired you most along your journey?
For both of us, I think, is our
big sister is speaking for Nisha is at it again. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
For both of us, it would be our gurus. His name is Brahmsaya Maharaj and Mahansaya Maharaj. Brahmsaya Maharaj has passed away, sadly, but currently there's Mahansaya Maharaj, and those people have been a very, very, very big, rather than inspiration, I think they've been a guide, and they've always been supporting us and, like, telling us what to do. Like, Mahansaya Maharaj, who would always... he always told us that hard work plus prayer equals success. So, like, through, like, these small little lessons, we've always had their support, and I think they've been our guide.
Hard work plus prayer equals success.
Yeah.
Oh. Anything you want to add to that, Nomani?
Same thing. But I would also say someone who's been our inspiration is our brothers. They've always been someone who I look up to, and... they're also really hardworking, and one of my brothers, he wants to become like this. In India, there's this post like UPSC or IAS officer, and you have to take this exam, and it's, I think, like the second hardest exam in the world. And he's preparing for that. He's been preparing for that, and just seeing his like hard work and like how much effort that he puts into it has been, you know, a source of inspiration for me to continue to do the same. So.
Wow. I'm sure he will be pulling at his heartstrings when he listens to this podcast as well. So you have two. How old are your brothers?
One of them is 24, and the other is 26. Yeah, 26 or 25.
And they are in India.
In India, yeah.
Okay. So as you prepare to graduate, what are you most excited about for your next chapter?
I would say more than excitement, it's just like curiousness of what is going to be coming in the future. You know, I'm excited about, you know, just continuing to work hard and achieving these academic goals and continue doing the best that I can.
And Normani, you said you are going to major in computer science. What do you wish to do once you complete that degree?
I want to become a software engineer.
Software engineer.
Yeah.
All right. Nisha, how about you?
I don't know. I want to do a master's in mechanical engineering once I, you know, finish my undergraduate. But after that, I'm not sure yet.
Not sure. You have plenty of time to work that through. So are you most excited about going off to college and having that experience, or what sparks your interest?
I would say, like, kind of how my sister said, like, I'm excited to go, but I'm also kind of actually sad because, you know, all of our friends are going to go, and because we're staying, like, in OD, we're staying, like, locally here, but a lot of our friends are going to, like, UVA and, like, to these, far away from us.
Right.
So I'm kind of sad that we're leaving them, or they're leaving us, but I'm still very, very happy for them, and I'm also excited to see what ODU has for us.
But you'll meet some new friends and new connections as well, but nowadays you all can very much stay connected through cell phones, FaceTime, and social media venues, all of which we didn't have when I was your age. The only way we can keep in touch is through snail mail, writing a letter, sending it off, and even a phone call from Hampton to Norfolk was considered to be a long-distance phone call. So the things that you all have today, you can pretty much stay connected, but I think also you'll take an opportunity to meet some new people, and like I mentioned, have some new connections as well.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you'd like to say to your classmates, teachers, or family as you celebrate this milestone?
Of course, I'd like to say thank you to all, like, those friends and family who have supported me. But I especially like to say thank you to, like, my IB class. They've always been such a, like, they know that we're really introverted, like, we don't talk that much. But when they found out that we're valedictorians, they were so proud of us, and they, like, supported us through each and every step. So, you know, thank you to those IB classmates and students and even teachers.
Like an extended family for you.
Yeah.
Nisha, how about you?
I would say the same thing. Like, they've always been, like, they've always kept our classroom environments, like, very light and very humorous and very funny. Like, they've never let, like, a dull moment come into, like, our classroom experiences. So I'm very grateful for that. And I'll always look back at it and I always laugh about it. So, yeah, thank you to them.
Some very fond memories as well.
Yeah.
So, ladies, as we wrap up, is there anything else you would like to share with the listening audience?
If there's any twins out there, then then you can both, it doesn't just have to be one, you can both achieve level, like, this level of success, and you can both do it. It doesn't have to be just one. To everybody else, you know, just don't give up, work on, like, work and, you know, push, and just, you'll achieve what the goals that you want to.
Outstanding.
So, yeah. Same thing. Yeah, just, you know, work hard. You know, like how my sister said, our guru is always saying, you know, hard work plus prayer equals success. So just work hard and don't have any, not necessarily expectations, but if anything comes, like, we also have this one saying, Asha hi param dukkham, nirasha hi param sukham, meaning expectations is the cause to sadness, and having no expectations is the cause to happiness. So just don't expect anything and just work hard, and you're gonna, you know,
wow,
be happy.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty powerful. You all are very, very impressive. And to me, the textbook definition of what it means to be humble as well. So I know your parents and family members are very proud of you, just as we are too. So you represent what it means when we talk about the portrait of a Hampton graduate, being college, career, and life ready. I'm excited about what your future holds and your experience in at Old Dominion University. So congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Nirmani and Nisha, and thank you for joining me today to share your experience. I've really enjoyed it. Actually, I was a little, had some anxiety because I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to confuse them both throughout the entire podcast. But as I went on through the podcast, I got comfortable determining who was who. But tomorrow, if I came back to Hampton High and saw you both in the hallways, I probably would not be able to tell which one is which. But I've enjoyed our conversation and look so forward to seeing you both at graduation next week as you deliver your valedictorian speeches and receive your high school diplomas. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, remember, education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. As one community, one transformation, we will ensure academic excellence for every child, every day, whatever it takes. We will catch you next week.
Listen to learn more about Hampton City Schools. New episodes of HCS Talks drop on Thursdays. Subscribe and listen to HCS Talks. HCS Talks is a Hampton City Schools production.